I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 12th. Quincy Health Commissioner Ruth Jones is retiring. Jones has announced her intentions to step down at the end of this month after 19 years with the Health Department. Jones was appointed commissioner in April of 2019 after Drew Shealy retired. Jones has been a registered nurse for 40 years and began her career at the former Quincy City Hospital. Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Brad Crowell is stepping down. Crowell announced at last night's council meeting that he's stepping down to spend more time with his growing family. Crowell was elected Ward 2 Councilor in 2012. His resignation takes effect January 19th. The City Council will appoint a replacement until the November election. The Quincy High School boys hockey teams will go into hiatus, and players are being asked to quarantine after the superintendent said pictures from the team's game last Saturday night showed them not following COVID-19 protocols. Any player will also have to attend classes remotely. The quarantine will run through January 20th. An illegal pill manufacturing operation was broken up in a trailer in Wollaston last week. Police say they discovered the operation at a rental garage in a residential neighborhood. Fentanyl and commercial pill manufacturing equipment and chemicals were removed from that scene. A state police trooper was taken to South Shore Hospital after a crash on Furnacebrook Parkway in Quincy yesterday. Crash occurred just before 1 p.m. The other driver, an 86-year-old Quincy woman, was taken to Boston Medical Center. All the injuries were said to be non-life-threatening. There were 55 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, bringing the active case total to 1,323. Quincy's positivity rate is 8%, and the city is in the red category on the state's risk assessment map. There have been 141 deaths. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, January 12th.